A city isn't supposed to echo like an abandoned cathedral, every footstep swallowed by sirens. Oh, the hiss of empty streets. We learn the language of panic, blue gloves, shuttered windows, masked faces passing by with eyes that never meet, that never meet. Shops boarded like teeth, punched out of a grin. Playgrounds taped in yellow, swings moving only when the wind gets mean. Every morning the news drips a fresh tally, coffin stacked, nurses' hands splitting raw, the world turned quarantine green. Doctors in plastic armor fighting invisible tides, their voices cracked behind fog shields and exhausted prayers. Grandparents vanish into hospital wars never seen again, but as a frozen smile on a smudged phone held up to blank stares. Who started it? Who planned it? Every home a bunker, every coffin accusation. The air itself transformed into a threat. The clock on the wall is stuck in maybe tomorrow, and tomorrow comes with one less face at the table. Shame, regret! Children tracing handprints on glass, longing for grandparents locked in care homes. Families in driveways blinking back tears as hearses idle, engines humming hymns for those who died alone. Weddings postponed! Funerals live streamed to a row of black rectangles, every loss pixelated, every goodbye a digital lie. Even grief denied its rituals, ashes and cardboard boxes mailed out to addresses too stunned to cry. The grocery store shelves picked clean as bones after a storm. Neighbors lining up 6 feet apart, eyes darting over mass paranoia bred in silence. Strangers side-eyeing each other like plague rats in a shopping cart. Birthday cakes devoured over Zoom, lovers separated by county's borders of pure fear. Street musicians silenced, theaters shuttered, only the moon left to play for itself. No applause, no cheer. You learn to tell time by the number of ambulances screaming down boulevards no one dares to cross. And in the thrum of ventilators, you measure how many promises, plans, and dreams this plague has caused. Doctors fell with the rest, heroes for headlining left to ration masks to triage hope, while nurses scribble last words for families too scared or too banned to visit, begging fate for a rope. Bodies loaded in freezer trucks, no flowers, no hymns, just body bags zipped up on a side street. School kids staring at screens, learning algebra in isolation in the same seat. Somewhere a violinist played for empty balconies. Somewhere a mother slept in a hospital gown and never woke. Each headline just a number, but every number a name. This is how history becomes a cruel joke. We made memes of the horror, bang pots on balconies, then closed our curtains on neighbors lost. The world shrank to the size of a window, and everyone counted the cost. The ghosts linger in ventilators in the dust, on wedding rings, in the missed graduations and unopened envelopes. If you survive, you're marked by absence. If you lost, you're stitched together by borrowed hopes. Who started it?